As we barrel toward January 20th, that all-important date where we find out if a transfer of power will happen and is still possible in this country. I'd like to believe it is. But I'm going to have to see it to believe it. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I do. As we barrel toward January 20th, every day that goes by, the deep state gets a bigger and better idea, as did the rhinos and leaders in the swamp yesterday. Things ain't going to be the same. I learned a hard lesson yesterday in the swamp. They thought this was just Trump going blah, blah, blah about cutting the spending. He was the one printing all the money before. So Biden picked it up and put it on steroids. Nothing's going to change. They learned yesterday something's going to change. Things are going to be different this time. And as all of that is going on and that things might actually change in the swamp is becoming more obvious to the deep staters, very strange things are beginning to happen. And I mean super duper weird. Before I tell you this, which broke, and wow, understand something. This is going to make it all make sense. The Democrat Party and the Chinese Communist Party are tied at the hip. They are literally financially conjoined operations with mutual interests in subjugating the majority of Americans. Once you understand that, everything else makes sense. I could prove that to you, by the way. The Democrat Party just got coal busted, taking billions of dollars from our worst enemies. They did, through something called Act Blue, which is the turnout and operations arm of the Democrat Party. See, it's illegal to take foreign contributions, but that didn't stop them. Apparently, for years, they have been taking preloaded debit cards, donations from, knowingly, Russia, China, Venezuela, and Iran. So when I've told you on the Battleground America podcast, you are watching the merger of the Democrat Party with our worst enemies on earth, and they're now operating together on U.S. soil. I'm not exaggerating. You can see the funding that, you know, holds it all together coming through Act Blue. Anyway, the Democrats just got caught on that. You can look it up. They've just vowed, hey, we're going to stop taking these cards. We're going to stop taking money from our worst enemies. But it doesn't matter. They'll just find another way to take it till we stop them. Why am I telling you this? That Act Blue story, by the way, broke over the last couple of weeks, barely got covered. But it's a major scandal because every one of those donations from the Chinese is illegal. It's mostly Chinese Communist Party donors. But anyway, headline. This is going to make it start to all make sense. Headline. Drones spotted near at least 17 military bases that all have one thing in common. They are located next to Chinese-owned land. Oh! Headline, broken by the New York Post. Drone spotted near at least 17 military bases located next to Chinese-owned land in the U.S. At least 17 military bases adjacent next to Chinese-owned farmland across the U.S. have experienced a rash of drone sightings in recent weeks. Huh, just as we barreled toward that all-important January 20 day, and boy, did the Chinese not want that because they don't own this crew. Missed it. They do own the Bidens, $30 million. Okay, mysterious drones have been reported near military bases in Hawaii and installations in Utah, California, Maine, and Florida, among other facilities scattered throughout the country. The Post previously identified 19 military bases that lie in close proximity to farmland bought up by Chinese-owned companies, a situation that has worried China analysts who feared the communist country would use the land to spy on U.S. military operations. All of those facilities, apart from the Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota and Joint Base San Antonio, Camp Bulls in Texas, have reports of drones either attempting to fly over their bases or flying over their bases into restricted airspace. Now, listen again. I'm going to replay this for you yesterday. This is Representative Mike McCaul, head of the Foreign Affairs Committee, a very powerful man as it regards the deep state and the Pentagon. Take a listen to what he's saying.
Do you think you'll be satisfied with what you hear today?
Probably not.
Oh, wait. And that is, I'm sorry, the wrong clip there. Let me try again. Here we go.
For them. I know there are a lot of commercial drones out there, and Secretary Mayorkas has talked about this. That's fine. But the ones flying over our military bases, by definition, I would say are adversarial. We need to know who is behind that because I believe they're spy drones. And the PRC, Chinese Communist China is very good at this stuff. And we know they bought land around military bases. This would be very consistent with their policy over the last couple of years.
They're Chinese.
We need to identify who is behind these drones. My judgment, based on my experience, is that those that are over our military sites are adversarial and most likely are coming from the People's Republic of China.
So now we have New York Post cracking this. 17 bases right next to Chinese-owned land. See, it's all coming together. And now the Pentagon is admitting, yes, these drones are violating our airspace. Headline, U.S. Marines confirmed drones spotted over Camp Pendleton airspace in California. Folks, this is restricted airspace. They are literally in restricted airspace. The Pentagon is admitting it, but not shooting them down. Why? Well, I'd refer you to the previous story. ActBlue, Democrat Party, major donations from the Chinese. Yeah, this is the balloon all over again. Them lying to buy the Chinese time to surveil our most sensitive sites. You know what this is? This is China just getting all the surveillance in that it can before the Democrats leave office. I bet that's what it is. Because let me tell you, Trump ain't going to put up with this.